the executive of the Cocoa Shea Nut and Coffee Farmers Association for this courtesy visit. You are part of a sector that government considers a priority, that's the agricultural sector, because it is important for us to achieve food self-sufficiency in order to reduce our high food import bill and also eventually turn our country into a net exporter of food instead of an importer. And the cocoa, coffee, and shea nut subsector are very important towards agricultural growth. We're seeing an increase in growth in agriculture. Last year, it grew by 2.4%, which is a very healthy increase. This year, in the second quarter, we saw a very big jump. It grew by 3.8% in the second quarter. And so we're hoping that the end of year figures will even be better than they were last year. I've gone around the whole country. The rains were fairly distributed, quite good. And so we're expecting that, you know, the crop will be better. But what we're doing is not relying only on rain-fed agriculture. We're also increasing the area of land under irrigation. Under this government, we've seen the biggest jump in irrigated lands in the history of the of Ghana. We've increased irrigated lands under irrigation from 111,000 hectares to above 200,000 hectares. That's a 100% jump in irrigable lands. We're revamping all the old irrigation, you know, sites that were broken down. We're reopening the canals. We're settling farmers on them. And I believe that that is all going to continue to show in the growth of the sector and our output. Currently, we are self-sufficient in the staple foods that we eat. In yam production, we are self-sufficient. Indeed, we're exporting yam. In plantain, we're self-sufficient. We don't import plantain from anywhere. We produce enough plantain to feed ourselves. In cassava, we're self-sufficient. Indeed, we're using some of the cassava to even brew beer now, and we're drinking it as beer instead of eating it as fufu. And so in those staple products, we're doing quite well. Rice increasingly has become a very favorite food with some Ghanaians, and so the demand has kept rising. And so we've tried to catch up with demand by increasing the supply. By giving incentives to the private sector, rice production is going up. We've increased rice production by more than 100%. In 2008, we're producing 30% of our total consumption. Today, we're producing 60% of our total consumption has gone up from 301,000 metric tons to the current 604,000 metric tons. And this year, to go up even further. And so, because of the increase in rice production, you find that private are beginning to establish rice mills in different parts of the country because more rice is being produced. And so government will continue to encourage them to do so. But concentrating on the cocoa, coffee, and shea nut subsector, in the State of the Nation address, I said that we're going to promote, you know, some additional crops in order to diversify our exports. And it is beginning to show results. Our exports as a percentage of GDP has gone up from 40% to 45%. It means that we're getting more revenue from exports than we used to get in the past. And a good contributor to that is the agricultural sector, especially in the cocoa, coffee, and shea nut sector. Free coffee seedlings are being distributed to farmers, and we're working with a French company called Tuton to teach our farmers how to grow the coffee. Cocoa Board and Tuton are going to be buyers of all the coffee that is produced, and so there's a ready market for it. You know, a good price will be fixed so that the farmers get a good return on the cocoa, on the coffee. We're also looking at expanding oil palm production because we have the comparative advantage to produce enough oil palm to feed ourselves for personal consumption and for industrial use. And so oil palm is another crop that we're looking to expand in a certain way. But talking about shea nuts, we set up the SEAN committee for shea, and we're going to go forward to set up the shea board. And like Alhaji Umar said, we'll work in collaboration with the cocoa board for some time and to stand on its own feet. But while we're in the process of doing so, shea nuts as they are produced. Got a produce buying company to set up the first shea nuts processing factory in Bupe. It is producing shea nuts, but they're doing some retooling with the refinery so that they can produce a refined shea butter for export and for local use. And I'm sure that that factory would come into optimum production, you know, within the next couple of months. We're planning two more of those factories, one in the Upper East and one Upper West, so that all and sisters there who pick the shea nuts can have a market, you know, to be able to sell their shea nuts instead of the current expensive situation that exists where middlemen come and buy it for cheap and then go and resell it to the factory or to other users. And so if we have three factories, then it means that the ability to soak up as many of the nuts will be there as possible. And so we'll continue to do that work. Cocoa continues to be the lifeblood of the Ghanaian economy. If you look at most of the commodity exports, because of China's slowdown and the world, a lot of the on the world market, cocoa continues to command a fairly reasonable price. And so we are determined to continue to take advantage of it by increasing production. And that is why we decided that we should increase the price, producer price, to the farmer as an incentive for them to plant more and increase the cocoa crop. And so if you look at the current policy, we are supposed to pay 70% of the world market price to the farmer. But if you look at the current producer price, we're paying almost 75% of the world market price. That is an incentive for them to produce more. And we're beginning to see the results of it. Some of my friends who really work in the formal sector here in Accra and other places, cocoa is attracting black women, getting lands, and getting the free. Benefited from the free seedling program. The extension officers go to their farms and teach them what to do and all that. And from the calculations they make, they're going to make more income from their cocoa farms than they're making in their jobs. And so, who knows, maybe when I also retire from the presidency, I would look at cocoa farming as an option. I'm already an agriculturist. I have a farm, and every year I produce, you know, some crops. The last harvest, I made 800 bags of maize, and I'm hoping that one day I'll also be a national best farmer. So we're doing that. A lot of the inputs free to the farmers. When I came through Bronga, Hafo and Western Region, there were still a few complaints about the distribution of the inputs. And so we want, you know, by the grace of God, after we cross this election period, to sit down with the stakeholders and see how we can refashion the system so that the inputs are going directly into the farmers who need the inputs.